Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. There is still no decision on two runoffs in Georgia, where incumbent Republicans Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue are fighting to retain their U.S. Senate seats. Loeffler sounded optimistic in remarks to supporters a short time ago.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. You know, it took every single person in this room to get where we are right now. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. We got lots of thanks to go out, but we got some work to do here. This is a game of inches. We're going to win this election.
Democrat Raphael Warnock, who leads Loeffler by a slim margin, has delivered his own message via video.
Washington has a choice to make. In fact, all of us have a choice to make. Will we continue to divide, distract, and dishonor one another? Or will we love our neighbors as we love ourselves?
Tuesday's votes follow weeks of attack ads by both major parties, which are seeking control of the U.S. Senate. A Wisconsin family is expressing disappointment that a Kenosha police officer will not face criminal charges for gravely wounding Jacob Blake. As WUWM's Chuck Quernbach reports, a lawyer for Blake's family says a civil case may be in the works.
Kenosha County District Attorney Mike Gravely has announced he won't pursue charges against Officer Rustin Shesky because the prosecutor says he believes Shesky could successfully argue self-defense. Gravely says Blake had a knife. Blake's lawyer, B. Ivory Lamar, disagrees with the DA and says the family's next step may be to file a lawsuit against the Kenosha Police Department.
We just look at negligence on part of the department. We're going to look at the training of these officers. We're going to look at, you know, a lot of different things.
The U.S. Justice Department says a federal civil rights investigation continues into the shooting of Blake. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Kenosha.
The French government is coming under fire over the country's slow pace of COVID vaccinations. Details from NPR's Eleanor Beardsley.
Germany has vaccinated more than 200,000 people and Britain nearly a million. France so far has inoculated around 5,000 people.
Il y aura donc 100 centres cette semaine en plus que les hôpitaux.
Health Minister Olivier Véran says France will create hundreds of new vaccination sites, loosen restrictions and cut red tape. The government's cautious approach to date may stem from France's large number of vaccine skeptics. Researcher Antoine Bristiel says nearly half the French say they won't get a COVID vaccine.
A lot of people don't believe in what the political institutions are saying and don't believe in what the scientific institution says.
He says conspiracy theories about the pandemic have been gaining traction in France. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
This is NPR News. Top national security agencies confirm that Russia was behind the recent cyber attacks targeting U.S. government agencies and corporations. In a rare joint statement, the officials say the aim of the hackers appears to have been intelligence gathering. Police in Hong Kong have arrested dozens of former lawmakers and activists who are accused of interfering in government affairs. Authorities say an unofficial vote to choose opposition candidates in city elections was part of a plan to overthrow the government. It is the largest crackdown against the city's pro-democracy movement since China imposed a national security law on the territory last June. Critics say the new law tramples on freedoms that were promised when British rule of Hong Kong ended in 1997. About 1,000 minks are to be destroyed at a farm in British Columbia. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the decision comes after nearly 20 of the animals tested positive for the coronavirus.
The province's chief veterinarian says the owner was not ordered to euthanize the animals, but made the decision on his own. It's a second case of COVID-19 at a farm in the Fraser Valley region. 8 workers at the first farm tested positive for the virus. Both farms remain under quarantine. So far, there are no reports of the coronavirus at British Columbia's 8 other mink farms. The Canada Mink Breeders Association says imposing strict quarantine and biosecurity measures for about 2 weeks appears to limit the spread of the virus to other animals. After the virus emerged at the farms, the SPCA called for a moratorium on mink farming in BC. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News. Support.